Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Ignite Your Life Radio, episode number 23, and this is a super special one because, y'all, we're ending our Declutter Month, and I've been talking all week on live stream on the Facebook page about what it is that you want to bring into your life. Now that you've gotten rid of things, what do you want to do to make sure it keeps going? And I have a very special guest today who's going to help us with that. Ellen Johnson, a feng shui consultant. So I'm really excited to share it all with you.
Are you ready to ignite your life, to live the life of your dreams? Welcome to Ignite Your Life Radio with inspiring life coach, experienced yoga educator, author, and inspirational speaker, Laura Erdman Lund. Laura has inspired hundreds of clients for more than two decades to live happier, more inspiring lives. In fact, her goal for you is nothing less than your extraordinary life, a life that is full of purpose, deeply fulfilling, and vibrantly joyful for you. Join her as she discusses living an inspired life in today's world. And now, the Ignite Your Life Show with Laura.
Well, welcome, everyone. Again, I'm really excited about today's show. I have a guest, which is always fun to have a little outside opinions about things, and I'm excited about it. But first, I want to mention about our sponsor for today's show. Our sponsor is a webinar, Yoga Made Easy. I just released it yesterday. I'm so excited about this. So I have committed to getting 50 people started with yoga in the during the month of May. So I have created this free webinar for all of y'all out there who have tried yoga and it didn't work. You know, you went to a class and maybe you're injured or it went too fast and you felt clumsy. Maybe you've been wanting to try yoga, but you have no idea where to start because there's so many different types of yoga out there. Or maybe you just don't have an avenue. You don't have an outlet to get started, and you're not really sure what your next step is. Well, this webinar is for you. So you go to lauraerdmanlund.com/yoga-made-easy. And I'm going to be doing it next week. So as of this recording, that will be May 3rd and 4th. But I'm planning to do it again and again. So no matter when you're listening to this podcast, go to lauraerdmanlund.com/yoga-made-easy. And there's a good chance there'll be a webinar coming up for you. So I'm really excited to do that with you all. All right. So today's show, we are going to talk about super simple feng shui tips for bringing awesome energy into your home. And I have with me Ellen Johnson. Now, Ellen has actually been a student and friend of mine for, where are we now, Ellen? 17 years? 18 years?
I think it's 18.
Holy cow, a really long time. Now, let me just say, Ellen is, again, a feng shui consultant. She's a yogi, obviously. A coach, and she's also in the process of completing her certification as a sacred money archetype coach as well. And I'll tell you, Ellen has done a feng shui consultation on my home, and it was awesome. So we will talk about that as we go forward. But let's start simple here, Ellen. Would you tell us, what is feng shui?
Well, feng shui, it's commonly known as the Chinese art of placement, but it's really about having an uncluttered life and also having a good energetic flow in your home. An example of something that might not be a good energetic flow would be if you walk into a room and all of a sudden you're walking right into a piece of furniture or something like that. Open flow, it just feels good. It's a home where you walk in and you go, ah, this is great. That's good feng shui. That's what we're talking about here.
You know, I wonder if that's why the open floor, open floor plan, I can't even think of how that describes, but in homes has become so popular as of late.
Maybe,
it's
yeah.
Better.
Right, right. It's, you're not blocked by walls and constraints and that kind of thing. So, yeah, maybe that's a big part of that. Good
mm-hmm.
point.
So talk to us a little bit about how decluttering affects, well, how does clutter affect us? You know, we've been working, as you know, and actually I happen to know Ellen's been doing the Declutter Month with us. You know, we're finishing up our decluttering month, but just tell us a little bit about what does clutter do to our energy from a feng shui perspective.
So clutter really stops the energy flow or slows it down really a lot, whether it's in your home, your body, or your mind. And I know that people have been working on all three of those this month. But everything you have has a pull on your energy. So the more stuff you have, the more weight you have, the more things you have rolling around in your head, it will all affect you. And I know for a fact for me that if I have too much stuff around me that it's hard to get motivated to start. It just makes me feel sluggish. So so everything, like I said, everything has a pull on your energy. So I want to give you one example of what it feels like to clear that energy. And many of us have felt this month as we've been decluttering. But just one quick example is your junk drawer in your kitchen, for instance. It's when it's all cluttered, you can't find what you're looking for, you're digging through it and going, ugh. Every time you open that drawer, you go, ugh. That's clutter. And then you empty out the drawer, you get it all organized, and it feels good when you open up. It just opens up a little bit of energy, which gives you the impetus to go on and do the next drawer. And I know when I've emptied out one of those drawers, I want to go by there all the time and open it up and just get that good feeling all over again. So that's kind of a really simple example of how clutter stops the energy flow. And decluttering opens that energy flow up.
And then that energy, the visceral side of it, for those of you who are thinking, okay, so what are you talking about with energy? The visceral side of it is literally energy. If you've been procrastinating on something or you don't feel motivated or inspired to do something, just cleaning out that drawer can help you give you that energy to do whatever it is you need to do.
Exactly.
Ah, I love it. And you know, the thing is, it's so tangible. When you're feeling really stuck in your life, to say, okay, maybe if I clean out a drawer, it'll help me get a little bit more unstuck, that's something you can do. It's something you can actually check off your list. I've done this to help yourself.
Exactly.
I love that. So tell us a little bit about how our space reflects our life.
Okay, so that's one of the main principles of feng shui, is that your space reflects your life. So when you're looking at your space, what does it say about you? Does it say that, oh, I'm open and energetic, or is it saying, oh, I've got too much stuff and I can't go on any longer? Let's talk about the bedroom, because that, for many people, tends to be a place that becomes a catch-all. You can find your unfolded laundry in there. You might have an exercise bike in the corner covered with stuff. You might have articles piled up on your nightstand that you're wanting to read for work. And then a lot of times the TV is the focal point of the room. So then you go to bed. Think of all those things in your room or your an imaginary room. And those things are talking to you all night long. Oh, I should have read this for work. Oh, I should have exercised today. What are all the horrible things going on in the world, et cetera, et cetera. Those things are talking to you all night long. So you wake up exhausted as if you didn't even sleep. So the reverse of that is, what I suggest, making your bedroom your favorite spot, your favorite room in the whole house, so it feels like you're going into a spa every night when you go to bed. Ah, just feel that relaxation that you're going to get from that. And just having the things that only are needed in that room. And I know a lot of people really like to have a television in their bedroom. And if that's you, that's fine. But what I suggest is that you, when you go to bed at night, you turn off the TV and cover that television with some sort of decorative scarf or something like that, so that it's not talking at you all night long and trying to pull your attention towards it.
Mm-hmm.
And Laura, I think that you've done some decluttering and transformation in your bedroom. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
I have. Well, one of the things that you told me when we were doing my own feng shui consultation was she said, it would be you. It represents your self-esteem, too. And at the time, I was working on my self-esteem. I think we always are. You know, we're working on upping our game, right? Knowing we deserve more and we can do more, et cetera. And my room was a cluttered mess because I don't have a home office. I gave my home office to my son for his bedroom, and I was actually really grateful because I got rid of like 20 years of files that I didn't need anymore. So it was wonderful, and I became mobile more or less. You know, most of my stuff's on the computer, but I still have paper piles and folders, and it ends up in my bedroom on the floor cluttered. And when we walked into the bedroom and Ellen said, "This represents your self-esteem," I looked around and thought, yeah, that's about right. And I worked on making it pristine. You know, I had a water fountain that hadn't been working for a long time. I got that going. I made it that beautiful place that you talked about. And it's still a work in progress, I have to admit, because each night it's so tempting to just put my papers back on the floor. And it's like, no, put them in the cupboard, put them away, put them so that in the morning I'm starting fresh. I'm not starting in the middle of everything. And I think that was another thing that you talked about at some point, or at least I got it from our consultation. And that is, because I work at home, it's easy to always be working. Mm-hmm. And instead to, at a certain time, put my work away and have it be away. Usually it's still on the kitchen table at 9 o'clock at night. And now I work on at least 5 nights a week getting it put away. And the computer turned off and my phone turned off by 9. And that's to create that. It feels, otherwise it feels like my home is always my business too.
Yeah, and that kind of creates a nice boundary for you then, saying, I'm done now, and I can really live my life now, the rest of my life, my non-working life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent.
All right, so Ellen has put together for you all, yay, 9 feng shui tips. And I tell you what, you don't have to write these down. We're not going to get through all 9 on the show, but you can get a copy of this if you go to lauraerdmanmonth.com/podcast23, you can get the download, okay? So you can get this whole list, and we're going to go through a few right now. These are specific things Ellen thought about. I when I was talking to her, I said, okay, this is what I want. I want a list of a few things people can do fairly easily and effortlessly, simple things that you can implement right away to keep the energy flowing. Because when you've decluttered, it's actually relatively easy to fall back into the cluttered space again. It's just like any time we make a shift, any time we shift a habit or we make a change in our behavior, you all know, right? Those New Year's resolutions by January 2nd, you're kind of falling back into the old way of being, and we don't want to do that. So we want to keep the energy flowing, and it's because the energy is still a little stale, can be a little bit stale. You've ruffled it, if you will, getting rid of stuff. But we want to keep the energy flowing so that it keeps you in that space of staying decluttered, whether it's physically, mentally, or in your home. So, Ellen, I'm going to pass it off to you. What is your first tip for everybody?
Okay, so my first tip is that your front door is where energy of all kinds and opportunities enter your life. So use the front door. You want to have the front door, the path to your front door, easy to find, unobstructed, clear of anything pokey that might reach you, and use it every single day. I know that so many people, you drive into your garage, you go in through your garage door, but you want to make sure that you're using your front door only to grab the mail every day or pick up the paper, that kind of thing. It's so, so vitally important. And when you get to your front door, what's it saying to you? Are there cobwebs all over? is it nice? I mean, now it's for here in Minnesota, we're starting spring, and it's such a great time of year to sweep off those cobwebs. The plants are all starting to bloom. Have a nice plant or something. Make it a welcoming experience for yourself as well as those other people that will be coming to your door, visitors. So that's like really, really important, having your bedroom really nice and using your front door and having it reflect what you want people to come to you to see. So that's the first tip I want to share.
Let me say something around
yeah.
that because I live in a side-by-side house, so I live in a twin home, and as Ellen knows, my door is on the side of the house, and we mm-hmm. never used it. And as a result of my consultation with Ellen, what I did, she said, okay, you can't see your front door. People can't figure, people will figure it out. But with the feng shui aspect, you want opportunities to find you easily and effortlessly, not to go, I wonder where the entry point is.
Right.
So I have a walk up my walk, and we put lights up the walk so it's lit up. We put a beautiful planter right outside our front door, and even in the winter we put evergreen now in a pot outside the front door. I keep it weeded and I keep it swept, and I consciously do that at least once a week where I go up and clean it up. And I do it, and this is something I think is really powerful too, and I think you taught me this, Ellen. I do it with the intention of inviting new opportunities into my life. So as I'm cleaning, I'm saying, you know, in my mind, I'm kind of meditating on, I'm opening up my space for new opportunities. The other thing I did is we never use the front door. So now I actually have, those of you who know my son, I've told many a tale about my son. He is the money man in our house. He is going to be a tycoon. I am telling you, any girls out there, if you're looking for a husband, my son will be great. He will take care of you. But I started getting him to go in and out through the front door when he went outside to play. And he knows. He's so attuned to energy. He's attuned to manifesting. The law of attraction. He totally is. And I said, look, I need you to go in and out of the front door because you will totally attract new opportunities. He's like, all right, I'm on it. So he goes in and out of the front door specifically to create that energy.
Yay. I love that.
I know.
You brought up one of the things. Oh, it's just awesome. Yeah. And you brought up a really important point, and that's intention. I love that you're doing intention with that, because that's one of the most powerful things you can do is use intention for any of the decluttering you do, any of the changes you make in your home. Sweeping off the front step to bring opportunities into your life, that is just awesome. I'm so glad you're doing that. It's very, very powerful, and I suggest everybody does it. So that's great. Well, then that I'm going to go on to the next tip. The next tip is, if you have anything broken in your home, either get rid of it or fix it, because anything broken could have a reflecting brokenness in your life. Which I would guess that none of us want. So, for instance, if you had a clock in your bedroom that wasn't ticking properly or didn't work, it might have something, you know, might have some corresponding brokenness in your relationship. I mean, I'm not saying that that's the case, but feng shui is a language of metaphors. So, look for that kind of thing. Another example, and this isn't necessarily something broken, but if you're having arguments in your relationships, maybe you've got a battle scene in a picture in the relationship area of your home. That's a metaphor there. That might be something you might want to look at. That kind of brings me to the Bagua, which is something, it's a map, a mental map that we use for determining what area of your life is in each part of your home. So when I do a feng shui appointment, and what Laura has done for me is she gave me a scale drawing of her home. And it can just be on graph paper, that kind of thing. So it's not anything that has to, that you need to be an artistic genius to do. But the scale drawing then allows me to put the Bagua on it and the different areas of your life that are affected or that are part of the Bagua are the career area, knowledge, family, wealth, fame and reputation, relationships, children and creativity, helpful people, and health. So depending upon where you might have clutter in your home, it might affect one of those areas. So it's very important to be intentional about how you organize your life and make sure that you're not affecting in a negative way your life.
I
love
it.
Yeah.
And the Bagua, too, you know, there again, I feel like intention is huge. You know, I look at the Bagua. So again, they're 9 sections, right? Yep,
mm-hmm.
9. Yeah. So the beautiful part is you can look at it and go, okay, this is a financial corner. I'm going to work on clearing it up, cleaning it up. And now what you're doing is you're setting that intention.
Absolutely.
And you're setting out a new intention.
Yeah, let me give you one quick example. So when you're looking at the front of your house, the far left back area is your wealth area. And let's say for many people, if they've got an attached garage, that might be where their wealth area is, in the back of the garage. So if you've got boxes piled up there and it's a disarray and it's kind of where you put all your junk and that kind of thing, it might affect the flow of money in your life. So that's where we say your space reflects your life, and it just, there's nowhere you can hide, put clutter where it won't affect you. So you can't just put it in the cupboards. You can't just hide it away. It's going to have some corresponding effect in your life. So that's why we talk about declutter, declutter, declutter.
And, you know, I'll tell you, one of our financial corners is in our garage, and I don't think I told you this, Ellen. One of the things my husband and I did in that corner is that's where we put shovels and ladders. And our intention was digging deep foundations so we have a strong base and then reaching high to new heights.
Oh, that's just awesome.
So,
and that's that intention. I just love that. And
mm-hmm.
and that's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Okay, Ellen, we don't have any more time for any more of the tips, but again, you guys, you can get all 9. Go to lauraerdmanmonth.com/podcast23. Because we've received a few questions, Ellen. So I've got a few questions that I want to ask you. One of them is, let's see, one of them you did answer, and that was about using your front door. What if I always enter my home through the garage? Can it be considered my front door? You sort of already answered that. Maybe you could just do a concise summary.
Yeah, so entering by your garage is not your front door. You really want to use the architectural front door of your home as your front door. And I love that your little guy is coming and going through that door. Doesn't hurt for all of you to use that door as well. But, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you want to use that front door.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, next question. Can I put all of my clutter in drawers, closets? Oh, you answered this one too. And under my bed so that it doesn't affect me. Out of sight, out of mind.
No, out of sight, out of mind does not work. So you put everything in under your bed, for instance. That stuff that you stick under your bed is going to affect your sleep at night. if you put it, stuff it in. Oh, let me give an example of, and I think may all have something like this in our life. Aunt Bertha gave us a wedding gift or a birthday gift or something that she just loves, and every time she talks to you about it, she says, oh, I just love that. And so you pull it out of the closet every time she comes in. That has a corresponding ugh in your mind, in your body, whether you're aware of it or not, all the time. And it has no, I know sometimes that's hard to say, I thank you so much, but maybe you would like to have it. But it's giving you an ugh all the time, and you don't want to have that kind of ugh in your life. Have your life be full of things that you love, and it's amazing what will happen. It's just amazing.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Okay, we have one final question. I think we have time because it's a big one. Okay, this is a really big one. I'm really clean, but my husband has his stuff all over the place. Can I just get rid of it all?
Oh, that's a great question. And I guess I wouldn't recommend dealing with other people's stuff because it can cause hard feelings and arguments. What I would recommend is that you keep setting a really good example by decluttering, and a lot of times that catches on. And so the other person will say, oh, well, everything else is nice, and then I look at my piles, and I don't want to see that anymore either. That may or may not happen. You can't force someone else to do their decluttering. You could, but it doesn't really come off very well. The other thing, though, is that you could have it in a contained space. Let's say they have an office and you say, okay, you can have all the junk you want, but it's got to stay in your office where I don't have to look at it every day. And then that gives you a reprieve from that. So, how,
you know, and I will share, because we're opposite in our house. My husband is about as zen decluttered as you can be, and the man has nothing, and I have the piles. And I will say, too, that he, in a very loving way, said, I can't do all of these piles. Can you get it down to one, and can we put it here? You know, and I wanted to respect that. You know, I was okay with that. And so, but yes, you cannot, we talk about that with manifesting too. You cannot manifest for someone else. But at the same time, when you're decluttering, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to change. And quite often, everyone around you gets swept up. Everybody in my family, when I do my April declutter month, everybody in my family joins me. My son's
awesome.
Decluttered, my daughter's decluttered, and my husband never has to. Although he did change his diet. And he did declutter his diet, come to think of it. So that was pretty exciting.
Nice. Yes, it does catch on. So have the faith that by you making changes, it'll definitely affect other people as well.
Absolutely. All right, Ellen. Now, before we close, first of all, thank you. But you have a special for everybody listening. What is your special?
I do. So I'd love to connect with any of you about feng shui. And for the month of May, or the remaining part of April too, I'm going to offer all of Laura's listeners that I will spend 27 minutes on a Skype call with you to review a room of your home and discuss any action items or adjustments that might be helpful for you in moving forward in an area of your life. All this for just $49, and we'll go through and we can look at that room through the eyes of the Bagua and talk about anything that you might want to use to go forward. So
you guys,
I'd love
you
to
want
connect.
To take advantage of this. It is awesome. What it does is it can totally speed up your process. If you're working on something, finding a relationship, shifting your financial situation, changing your health, all of these things can speed up your process. So it's an awesome deal. So yay, Ellen, how can they find you?
They can find me by emailing me at ellenjohnson@yahoo.com. That's ellenjohnson @yahoo.com. And put feng shui in the subject line. So that's spelled fengshui, feng shui. So
awesome.
I'm excited because I think that feng shui is such an amazing gift for myself and to share with the world. So I'd love to share it with anybody that's interested. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Absolutely, Ellen. I'm so glad you're able to join me. And her information will also be on the handout. So if you download the 9 feng shui tips, all 9 of them, go to lauraerdmanmonth.com/podcast23. You will get her information there so you can contact her that way as well. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. It's been simply a delight. Please check out, if you're interested in learning a little bit more about yoga, check out my free webinar series that's coming out, lauraerdmanmonth.com/yoga-made-easy. If you want more information about me, find me on Facebook at lauraerdmanmonth or my website. You're going to know my name by the end, lauraerdmanmonth.com. Thanks, Ellen, and thanks to all of you for listening. Have an absolutely amazing day.